Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larry Wolf. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Holley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Berizer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Powell reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Manning moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. Thornton moves to third. Alexander moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up towards short. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Powell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew is walked intentionally. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Holly, and towards Wolf, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf misplays the ball. That's an error on Wolf. Blanks moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cox. Wolf reaches second base with a double. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Bell reaches second base with a double. Diaz moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Diaz scores. There goes Bell trying to get to home. Powell throws the ball into Weiniger who tags Bell who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. John Sutton now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Grubb scores. Thornton goes all the way around to score. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Cubbage moves to third. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Weiniger scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Shiles moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shiles scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Sid Monge now pitching. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sutton. Verizer moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Rich Childs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cusick moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing left field. Bob Randall now playing second base. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blanks bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Carew reaches second base with a double. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-4 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Weiniger is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.